This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from as Lux Radamus.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. And yet to come this hour on That Kevin Show. He's up 24 hours a day making sure you're informed. Newsmax CEO Chris Ruddy. She's in favor of the Invincible Family, Kimberly Ells. He's nominated for his first Grammy tomorrow night, Phil Wickham. And now, live from Times Square, where he's arguing with a pizza rat, here's That Kevin.
All right, my next guest is someone that I first ran across. It has to have been like, I don't know, 100 years ago. Before Newsmax was ever a television channel, I had the distinct privilege of being able to write opinion editorials for some of his early days in the web space as the internet, the interwebs were just coming about. But it's a real joy to welcome one of the visionaries in conservative media, the CEO of Newsmax, Inc., Chris Ruddy.
I was just going to say, I think you ran across me. I'm glad you didn't run me over. You just ran across me.
Well, that was really quite some amazing time when you think about it. The explosion of Newsmax.com and, of course, you know, Town Hall and WorldNet Daily and all these like burgeoning little outlets of conservative information. And it really changed the way the web was perceived. And similarly, a few years ago, you got into the TV business with the idea that more voices added to the conversation.
And now Newsmax TV is the fourth highest rated cable news channel. Nielsen says 25 million people tune in regularly to watch us. So we're huge, you know, and it's available on every major cable system except DirecTV right now.
Yeah.
And Dish takes this, and it's available on most major OTT systems for the time period, for the short period, but it is available. And as you know, we had major news this week. For the first time, DirecTV, which had us on for 5 years, removed us. AT&T owns DirecTV. They removed us, denying 13 million homes Newsmax, which is pretty shocking, but it really shouldn't be shocking because last year, they removed One America channel.
Yeah.
And they'll say, well, we're trying to cut costs, but it's funny. We hardly cost these guys anything. I mean, it's such a tiny amount. They have 22 liberal news channels on DirecTV. They never cut them. They never reduced them. And our ratings are higher than three-quarters of these
guys.
Well,
I was about to say, your ratings probably eclipse 20 of the 22 that they have. I would imagine MSNBC and CNN would be the only ones that would be comparable.
Well, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and then it's Newsmax, and then everyone else is underneath us. And then you'd look at the top 100 cable channels. Everyone gets a fee. DirecTV didn't even want to negotiate price with us. It wasn't even that wasn't the issue. And they just didn't, it was pretty clear to us, they did not want to treat us like a regular cable news channel. And they deplatformed us and removed us. We consider it censorship. President Trump issued a really strong statement on Wednesday night. He said it was disgusting what they had done. He reminded everybody of what they did on One America. And he's telling everyone, cancel DirecTV.
Yeah.
They're a woke company. Cancel AT&T services, which owns them. He was saying he was canceling his cell phone, his other wireless services. There's many options. You don't need to give money to people that are really oppose your point of view.
Yeah. Let me ask you about that specifically, because the idea that there are 22 liberal networks, none of them, they can't all be profitable. And you have methodically grown Newsmax Television from, you know, basically a streaming channel. I remember when you launched, you were on a on a web page, and then you got apps, and you were on phones, and then you began to get clearances. But you have grown it into a bona fide, addictive news source for hundreds of millions of people. And I can't. What does direct? I mean, Sunday Ticket, I guess, brings a certain signature audience that they hadn't been able to get anywhere else. But I think the NFL taking ownership back of a lot of their own channels and doing what they're doing. If DirecTV goes down this path, what's the option for them? You're going to eliminate everybody that disagrees with you philosophically, and your business be damned in the process?
They'll claim that this has nothing about ideology, but why is it that all the conservative channels get closed down, but no liberal ones do?
When they have audiences.
And we have audiences, yeah. They have no audiences. So really, now DirecTV has Fox, and Fox is okay, but it has 22 liberal channels and no one else. So they don't want any additional news channels that are conservative. It's pretty clear. They told us they would never pay us a single penny. They keep saying they're saving costs for their customers. But you know what? They pay the liberal channels that you don't even watch, 22 of them. I think that's why so many people – they used to have 20 million subscribers to DirecTV when we started. Do you know how many they have now? Well, I told you earlier, 13 million. So there are 7 million people have left, 7 million subscribers. And you can see why they're leaving. They want to go where they have something. They're not paying for liberal woke channels. They have a channel called Vice on DirecTV that's pro-Antifa, and they have no audience, and they pay them more money than little Newsmax was asking for, the little amount that Newsmax was asking for. So, look, people need to act. We're encouraging people to call DirecTV, their phone number. We have a toll-free number. It's very simple, 877, and then the number 7, Newsmax. So it's 877, then the number 7, and then Newsmax after it. I think you get one extra digit than you need, but it doesn't matter. Your phone will still go through.
Yeah.
877-7 Newsmax. Let DirecTV know. Either demand that they bring Newsmax on. You have the right to cancel, as President Trump has suggested. We also encourage people to go to our new webpage, and we have an online petition for Congress and others. It's called iwantnewsmax.com.
Okay.
iwantnewsmax.com. And we've had an incredible response. We'll probably have some big numbers later this week.
I was just going to ask you, what has been, because this has happened recently, and it's been a short firestorm already, but what has been the response, and what are you hearing?
Well, the 800 number, which we track to DirecTV, has brought in over 50,000 phone calls in just a couple of days. That's, as you know, it's just unheard of.
That would get Congress's attention if you delivered that many to on a piece of legislation. So certainly,
I just got a phone, and Trump is telling people also to cancel AT&T services, your cell phone, like we discussed. I just got an email from someone who's a friend of some local AT&T vice president, and said the stores are getting people coming in the stores complaining. They're calling their local AT&T service provider saying, "What are you doing? We're going to cancel. You better bring Newsmax back." You know, this is a company, AT&T owned CNN at the time it was weaponized against Trump.
Right.
And it was was used very harshly against Trump.
Chris, isn't that what this is about? I mean, there's an election cycle just ahead, and you guys, you're doing too much good.
They need to censor us. This is censorship. They need to censor us and close down our point of view, which the wokes are doing these days, because they know this election's coming up. They don't want – and Newsmax is pretty fair. We have all points of view on. We have all conservatives, liberals, Democrats, but they don't like two points of view. They want one point of view.
Yeah.
And the Nielsen data shows our audience is very balanced between Republicans, Democrats, middle of the road. We have one of the most balanced audiences on cable.
Well, I have always appreciated your approach to the commentary that you have, an editorial that you have nurtured at Newsmax. And I'm going to ask my listeners and viewers, please go to the phone, dial 877-7-NEWSMAX, 877-7-NEWSMAX. Well, friends, let's come to the aid of Ruddy and Newsmax. This is a great organization. They are fighting the good fight. And just because Salem News Channel or Salem Radio may be quote, seen as a competitor. When it comes to these types of issues, we believe that more speech is best speech.
Well, we appreciate Stalin for standing up with us on this. And I can tell you, you know, they went after One America. We did cover it. We should have done more at the time. They're coming after Newsmax. Is Fox next? Is Salem next?
Yeah.
You know, this all started because Nancy Pelosi's Congress people sent a letter to all the cable agencies saying that they should drop One America, Newsmax, and Fox. And DirecTV clearly complied with those orders.
Well, it's time to push back. And Chris Ruddy, that's what you're doing. Thank you for being here.
We appreciate Kevin, you. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough, one more time, that phone number, 877-7-NEWSMAX, 877-7-NEWSMAX. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York. Stay here.
Still to come, the Invincible Family with Kimberly Ells. A bit later, a Grammy-nominated performance from Phil Wickham. But next, it's more Arguing with Pizza Rat. After this break, with That Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, my next guest has spent the last decade trying to figure out why some at the UN and elsewhere are trying to crush motherhood and basically erase fatherhood. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Kimberly Ells. Kimberly, it's great to have you with us. Welcome to New York.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
You have spent the last decade or more talking about this concept of basically having the family be crushed. You've documented all of this in a new book called Invincible Family, and people can go to invinciblefamily.com for more info. But I'm curious as to what your story was as to your motivation for getting involved with this.
Yeah, so I my first push kind of into this public arena was when I found a document online that was very upset, concerning to me. And what it was is it was published by International Planned Parenthood Federation, and it was a children's sexual rights document. And it outlines these 10 principles that purportedly outline what children's sexual rights are and how they can claim them. And I almost thought it was a joke at first because, you know, that most mainstream people would not agree with that, certainly parents. And so as I got digging into that, I realized this wasn't just a one-off. This wasn't just a one document on some obscure site. What I came to understand was this is a global effort to undermine the family. And one of the ways that instruments for doing that is through corrupting sex and teaching children that they have sexual rights separate from family responsibilities or reproduction or anything else.
Let me ask you, what is the intent of this global movement? Why is it so important for those that are in power to crush the family unit and to basically try to pretend that it doesn't matter? It's been the building block since the beginning of civilization, so I'm not sure how you continue to have civilizations if you don't have families. But what's the thinking? What do they say about it?
Right. Well, the family predates the state, as you've said. Families can exist separate from the state and existed before any government ever existed. The family is the original form of government. And so that being the case, if you look at it on a deeper level, the family government, the family unit, is a threat to other government forces, other government entities. It's been said, you know, that the family is what stands between the naked individual and the totalitarian state, and that is true. And so anyone with totalitarian tendencies then would have to take aim at the family and get rid of it as much as you can. You can't really get rid of it totally, which is why I call my book The Invincible Family, but you can hurt it a lot, and you can destroy it and break it and interfere in people's lives a lot in such a way that then the state can have more power than the family in an increasing way, and that really at the core is the purpose of the movement.
Well, and some people may be tuning in and say, this sounds fantastically, obnoxiously impossible. You've been looking at this for a decade. Where are we at on the global scale? How's it being implemented? Who's doing it?
Right. And I myself was skeptical at first until I went to the United Nations myself and saw who they were partnering it with and what kind of programs were being pushed and the money that is behind it. And, you know, the hand of the United Nations is somewhat invisible, but we all feel it through culture and different programs that are enacted. One push in particular, there's a huge push for comprehensive sexuality education at the United Nations to get sex information into the hands of kids. They always say that it's going to be age appropriate, but if you read my book, you'd be shocked at what I've seen. And we're seeing it more on a blatant level. Let me read you just one quote from the book. This is from that first document from International Planned Parenthood Federation, the Exclaim document. They say, sexuality and sexual pleasure are important parts of being human for everyone, no matter what age, no matter if you're married or not, and no matter if you want to have children or not. Governments and leaders have a duty to respect, protect, and fulfill all sexual rights for everyone. I didn't hear any limitations on age there. In fact, it said at all ages.
Regardless of age, yeah.
Regardless of age, regardless of what your intentions are of family formation or anything else. And it's interesting, too, that they say that governments didn't have a right to provide this for people of all ages. And why is that? Because it's family destructive. Because if you corrupt sex and get kids thinking that sex is only for fun, there's no creative power behind it or purpose behind it, then you're sending a careening off on a course that's going to be very bad for everyone involved and ultimately for society.
It seems like on some level that the current movement that we're seeing with school boards and the sort of trans agenda that is being implemented across the country because of the Biden directive to have gender neutral bathrooms and all the rest of that, mm-hmm. that there is a similar theme to that specific movement and this overall kind of global emphasis that sex is something that we play with and feel and experience, but that there's no real consequence to. Patrick Moynihan, former senator from New York, did an in-depth study before he died many years ago that showed what this kind of thinking did to the inner city family and the very drastic consequences that we have now suffered for generations with young black men because of it, fatherlessness, all kinds of other things. But this is taking it even a step further. They're trying to eliminate any boundaries, any kind of definition, and any kind of what I would term healthy view of what sexual interaction should be.
You're right. And ironically, though, they promote it in the name of health. And they cite, you know, international documents that say children have a right to health and health services. And really what they're getting at there is sexual health services, meaning abortion, meaning
condoms, abortion, STD yeah. materials, all the rest of it. Because
right.
we don't want to deal with the consequence of what we encourage. We just want to encourage it, which yeah. in the end leads to the destruction that you're talking about.
It does, and it leads to the destruction ultimately of men's and women's lives, children's lives, directly through abortion and the devastation of broken marriages. And as you noted from the outset, the very underpinnings of society are in peril. So what they're doing is very smart, very crafty, and very effective, and we're seeing that now.
You said at the beginning that your book is titled The Invincible Family. We've only got a couple of minutes left, but mm-hmm. how does this invincible family fight back in this culture? What are some action points that you're encouraging people towards?
Sure. Well, first of all, the family will outlast it all. So we have that hopeful point. But what we must do in the meantime, first of all, the first and most important thing we need to do, and it seems so simple, but we have to teach our kids and our families what we believe about sex, marriage, gender, and the family. We have to teach them about chastity. We have to teach them about why sex matters, what it really is about is the creation of life and families, and that's something to be safeguarded and taken seriously. And if we're regularly and consistently talking to our children about those things, they can be fortified. The other thing we need to do policy-wise is we need to get children's rights promoters out of schools.
Yeah.
Because what they're trying to do is use sex ed, and we need to say no to that.
Their whole marketing and research program. I mean, that's how they're gaining new customers, so to speak. Kimberly exactly. Ells, the book is called The Invincible Family, and again, you can find more at invinciblefamily.com and follow her on social media with that same handle as well. Kimberly, thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot more straight ahead. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. Taiwan's foreign ministry is saying in a statement that the Chinese balloon incident should not be tolerated by the civilized international community. The statement added that the actions by the Chinese Communist Party government contravene international law and violate their sovereignty. The U.S. is currently in the process of recovering the balloon after shooting it down off the coast of South Carolina. It will be taken to an FBI lab in Virginia. Memphis police are firing a sixth officer who was involved in the fatal arrest of Tyree Nichols. In a statement, police said Preston Hemphill violated five departmental policies and was fired Friday afternoon. Fire burns following a massive train derailment that took place Friday evening in eastern Ohio. More than 50 train cars were involved in the incident near the Pennsylvania border. There were no injuries. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From New York, that Kevin McCullough.
All right, my next guest is nominated this year for not one, but two Grammy Awards, and he is a multiple Dove Award winner in the past. He comes from San Diego, but he's ready to step on the big stage of music's biggest night tomorrow night. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome Mr. Phil Wickham. Phil, it's great to have you here. Thanks for being.
Thanks so much, Kevin. It's amazing to be on. Appreciate it.
I am very excited about your Grammy nominations. As someone who has
been a part of worship teams that have played a lot of your songs in churches over the last decade. It's been a lot of fun to see the emergence of your songwriting to continue to influence and make impact everywhere you go. I've got a list of songs that are my favorite. I'd love to ask you the origins of every single one of them. We don't have time for any of that. But I did want you to know this. Before the Grammys take place tomorrow night, here at That Kevin Show, we've been doing a thing called the New Music Spotlight for the last 3 years. And over the last 2 years, you've had at least five singles that have been determined by our listeners to rank in the top 10 of those 50 songs that are released each year. So a big congrats from our listener and viewership as well. They are huge Phil Wickham fans.
That's amazing. That's new information to me, but that's incredible. Thanks, listeners, for voting. And I'm so glad the songs connect. It's amazing.
And it's all genres of music. So you were up against T-Swift and Harry Styles and a whole bunch of other people as well. I don't know if that means anything to you, but it's kind of significant in my mind.
It's such an honor. I feel like I've been doing it for a long time. You know, I got signed when I was 21 years old. I'm 38 now. It almost feels like a whole new thing. And God is just bringing it to a different level. And it's just what an honor to be able to carry these songs of hope and heaven and Jesus.
I want to talk a little bit about your journey. And I think the best way to do that is to start where you started. You were 13, I think, when you started leading worship the first time.
Yeah.
Talk to me about what it was like growing up as Phil Wickham.
It felt pretty normal to me. But my parents are both worship leaders. And so I grew up in the church. I grew up thinking that's what you do with music. You sing it in church and you sing it with people. And so it was very natural to me when my dad, who's a guitar player, he handed me one of his old beater guitars, one that we'd like take to the beach. You know, I grew up in San Diego, and he said, "Hey, I'll give you this, guitar. You can have it if you promise to learn how to play it." And I just thought, cool, that's fun. So I spent a summer learning and I fell in love with guitar, but really God used that moment in my life. Cause the way I learned how to play guitar was playing these songs that I sang in church. Those were the only songs I knew. And so my dad would give me these chord charts for all these songs that we'd sing in church. And so, you know, I believed in God and I was going to church my whole life. Like I said, my parents were on staff at churches my whole life, but that was when I feel like the story of Jesus and God really connected with my heart personally. And it wasn't like, I didn't know God just through my family anymore or just through the church anymore, but God used this music and these old worship songs. Well, they were new at the time, but now these old worship songs from the 90s to connect my heart with him. And I started experiencing his presence and his nearness and understanding more of God's love for us. And it put me in a place of saying, God, and I had no idea what this meant, but I'll play these songs anywhere you want me to, because this is where I feel like I'm home. And fast forward, you know, that was when I was 13, 14 years old. Like I said, I'm in my 30s now. It's a decade.
Well, you're basically the Tom Brady of worship leaders is what it is. But let me ask you this. You made specific reference to this in your opening remarks, and I find it interesting. Keith Getty, close friend of mine, and you said just a moment ago that this was the way you thought music should be done, singing songs to God and singing them with people. There's a lot of artists that have made their living being on stage, but not necessarily singing with people. What is it about that that speaks to you?
Well, there's some promises that we have in the scripture that speaks to this. And it's not because of the scripture that I feel this way, but I think it kind of defines what I experience and feel and understand it all to be. Like there's a scripture that says that God inhabits the praises of his people, which is a really cool idea of that when God's people are unified in praise, that it's not that we bring God to us. We believe he's everywhere, but that means that something really special happens, that he inhabits, that he's enthroned, that God takes dominion over that moment. And I think we can experience him and be aware of him in special ways when we come together. There's so many, even like when Jesus's recorded prayer before he's about to go get crucified, it tells you what he prays before the soldiers take him and he's about to go through this horrendous time. And his prayer is for you and me and everybody who believes in him to be unified.
He's Phil Wickham. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're coming right back on That Kevin Show. Don't go away.
Ready or not? Right back. That's Kevin Show with Kevin McCullough.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
All right, we're back. He is nominated for a Grammy Award, actually two of them, tomorrow night, one with Chris Tomlin as a co-nomination, but one all for his own, Hymn of Heaven. His name is Phil Wickham, and he rejoins us. Phil, it is great to have you with us. I do want to start with the song that you are nominated for, and I will tell you that I have been a big fan of a lot of your songs. But there's something about this one that is very distinct, and I think that was even drove home even more particularly when you performed it for the Dove Awards this last year in the very kind of you know, stripped down piano and guitar, and you seem to really feel something in that moment. Tell me about this song and tell me what it means to you.
This song was written with two good friends, one Brian Johnson, who we've written several songs together that have lived outside of me, and then another guy named Chris Dabbs, and Bill Johnson, Brian's dad, stepped into the back of a FaceTime once and said a couple scriptures that ended up being the last verse, so we put him on as a writer too.
Oh, that's cool.
It is cool. And but this song was written in response to probably the most chaotic feeling time of 2020, just frustrated and depressed because I couldn't be out with people. I'm out there in San Diego, just in my house, like, you know, and just feeling the weight of the whole year. And then watching the news and there's political unrest and cultural unrest in society. And so I'm just talking to my buddies and we were both kind of in the same place. And we just started talking about how, can you imagine if everybody that we're seeing on the news and everybody in the world actually had a clear vision of Jesus and their love and his love for them? Like, can you imagine if they actually, if they got a revelation of what the cross means for them and the empty grave and the future they can have in Jesus. And then we started talking about, well, that's what heaven's going to be. Like, every eye will see, every ear will hear, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And it's going to be this place where all Jesus is completely king and completely revealed. And his kingdom is going to be fully established. And we're just like, we're kind of reveling in that moment. Like, can you imagine everything's healed again and everything's renewed and resurrected? This is what we believe the scriptures tell us, and this is what we have faith in, that Jesus is our future and our hope. And then we just, as we talked about heaven, Brian picked up his guitar on a FaceTime call and he just started singing this idea, how I long to be the heir of heaven. And it just started flowing and flowing and flowing. And in about, man, 20 minutes, we had most of the song written. And we were all, like, you know, teary-eyed and just so full of hope. And I had no idea if this song was going to connect on a large scale. I had no idea if it was going to be, for sure, didn't think of Grammys when I thought of this song. But what I did think is, like, I know this song has a really, there's a really big reason, a really strong reason, really significant reason why this song exists. And it might just be for a select group of people that need to get some hope in their life, just like we did. But I was so excited to carry it and to proclaim this over rooms and over people's lives. But then fast forward, that moment of depression and frustration turned into a song that ended up reaching way beyond. There's more people know about that song than know my name, which is like a hugest honor.
Well, and it's interesting because, and I've been around enough songwriters long enough to kind of understand this, but some of the greatest encouragement to other people comes from some of the deepest pain that they go through. And I'd like to connect another incident in your life. You had a challenge with your ability to speak and sing. You were silent for a full month after a surgery for something that was on one of your vocal cords. And yeah, it was a questioning period for you. What did God show you in that moment, and how did it end up impacting the Phil Wickham that came out of the month of silence on the other end?
It was a tough time, obviously, when God lets you go through a season that strips away your kind of a big part of your identity and the thing you love to do, the thing that I thought my worth was all wrapped up in, honestly. And, you know, in context, it's in comparison, there's a lot worse things you can be told in a hospital room than you have a polyp on your vocal cord. And I knew that. And I knew in my head that, like, God has a plan. And if I'm changing careers, if I'm going to go be a barista at a coffee shop, then so be it, you know. But I definitely didn't feel that in my heart. What I felt in my heart was that I was losing a thing that made me worth anything to people,
mm-hmm.
which seems a little silly now in hindsight. But I just remember praying to God internally because I had to be totally silent. Actually, it was a month before the surgery to try to see if the polyp would go down and not have to have surgery. And then
okay,
after surgery. So it was like 2 months of literally no talking, no singing. And you kind of get in your head in that situation.
Sure.
And, And so I started feeling down on myself, frustrated, all that stuff. I had to cancel show after show after show after show. It's probably 60, 70 events. And I remember talking to God. I was like, why? Like, this is so, I'm here to do your thing. I'm here to sing about you. It's like, just can you heal me or can you just, what's going on? And then in a very profound moment, maybe I've had two or three of these moments in my life where I was just so profoundly aware of God's presence and nearness. Kind of like I go back to it and it increases my faith every time I think about it because I just felt it was like that. You know that story where it's like God comes in the earthquake, but he wasn't in the earthquake. And God comes in the fire, but he wasn't in the fire. And then at the end, it's like God comes in a gentle whisper and he spoke. And I just felt like that. Gentle whisper, but it also felt like kind of an earthquake in my spirit. You know, I just knew it was him. And he said, who am I? Like, or that's what I felt like to define me, Phil. And I said, God, he's like, what else am I? And I got to this place, like, Father was in my mind and my heart. Like, you're my Father. And it's like, well, what does that make me? What does that make you, Phil? It makes me a child, you know? And I just, that idea of father and child, like it was just this moment with the Lord. Like he revealed his heart to me in just a bigger, not completely, because I think I would probably explode, but in a bigger and bigger way of what it meant that I am, my biggest identity is that I'm called his and I'm called his family and I'm called forgiven and set free. I'm a child of him. I'm a child of heaven. My citizenship is not, all that stuff that I knew, like started for the first time, I feel like in my life, really becoming like what I believed.
That's good stuff. Phil Wickham, congratulations. We'll all be watching to see tomorrow night on the Grammy Awards. Friends, when we come back from this next break, you're going to see that Dove Awards performance that I just referenced and Hymn of Heaven as we close out the show.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Once again, Phil Wickham.
To give the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the street. To look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with me for all eternity. There will be a day when all we bow before Him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with He who died and rose again. The songs of faith we sing to doubt and fear. Every lamb with seed and it was worth it. When He returns to wipe away our tears. Yeah, oh, there will be a day we go about before. We join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. With one voice, a thousand generations. Yeah, sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Phil Wickham with his song that just might win tomorrow. Kevin McCullough saying, see us next week, right here on That Kevin.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs.
Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendover.